Schreibt dem Bescheid, dem Titel noch am Chalsch Erecho. Zeh es Oma Akosu, Vashem, Schreifteini, Hashem Mechakekeini, Hashem Alkeini, Hiya Shiyani. Posseg in Yishaya, the posseg that we say, Nisliches, from Erev Rosh Hashanah, I think we say this posseg. Hashem Schreifteini, Hashem Mechakekeini, Hashem Alkeini, Hiya Shiyani. Look to Meir Shloich Azoy, Hashem Shaifteinu. What's the title Hashem Shaifteinu? Who? Ma she Hashem Yizborach Yoyi B'Seichel Odom. She Yovin Eze Derech Yutav Lefonim L'Snaik Boy. Eivishte shines into the Seichel of a person that he should understand what's the best way for him to act. Even though the beginning.
The best way for what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. What's the best way to?
The best way for a person to act. What's the best path to choose and avoid is Hashem. So sometimes, even though the person's lave is not nimshach, his heart is not pulled after the Ritzon Hashem, we call Mokem Meilo Hashem Yizborach. Sometimes a person's lave doesn't necessarily pull him in the right direction, but the Eibusha says, Hashem, shoifteinu. I'm going to be your shoifet. A shoifet is totally in the seichel of a person. That's a shoifet, a judge. A judge is based upon the pure law, pure seichel. There is no emotion, there is no lave. It's only the moyach, the seichel. To the boy from Hashem Shoifteinu, I'll be a shoifet. I will be mayor into your seichel. You should understand with your seichel what's the right way for you to act, even though your lave lav dafka pulls you toward that direction. There, Hashem Shoifteinu. Hashem Echokikainu, in the next part of the pasuk, is Hashem Echokikainu. The Eibush is Mechokik. Husha Hashem is Barach Chokik. Chuka B'Lev Adam. The Eibushti is Chokik. A Chuka. In the person's heart. V'yaschel V'akish Eitzis. He begins to search for Eitzis. Eich Yuchel D'Snag Al Pi Divrei Torah. Ki Yovin. Because then he understands. She'ein L'Fonov Derech Acher. V'af Boil Ma'zeh L'Yutav L'Fonov Derech Acher. Bilti Derech HaTorah. Darki HaTorah. He understands that he it's not possible for him to act differently. And he has a gewaltige cheshik. There's a chuka in his heart to follow the Rots of Hashem. That's Hashem mechokekeinu. Chokek is a chakika. It's when it's ingrained in a person's heart. So after the madrega of the Eibusha gives the person understand what the right thing is to do, there's another madrega, a higher madrega. The person not only understands, but a person's lave, his heart is pulled towards the right direction. Not just he understands it, but his lave is also nechkak b'lev adam to follow the right path. Hashem alkeinu. The next madrega is Hashem alkeinu. Hainu. Hashem is Baruch, Yinaik is Ritzayna Adam, Kifir Ritzayna is Baruch, Af Bli Datoi. The Eibush is the Melech. The Eibush to run the person's das, even without the person realizing what's going on. Kibas Chola, Kshe Adam Yikonis to the B'dir Ritayra, Yid Malayim, it seems to him, She Yas Hazois, B'chadei She Yasik is Hadus. It seems that the reason why a person has to be mishtamish with divrei Torah is because a person wants to be nesale. A person wants to elevate himself to high madregas. So then you have to use divrei Torah in order for a person to elevate himself. Then after the person realizes ki after the shtavus apshitas layuchal lover build the divrei Torah. Not only a person needs to elevate himself. The only way for a person to be ma'al himself, to elevate himself, is through divrei Torah. No, even more than that. Even for pashtus,
even for a simple madrege, not to be nisale, while the shtavas are pshitas for pashtas of a person, it's still not shaykh for a person to be a straightforward, or odom yoshar, the pashtas, all without divrei Torah. The Eibush is Hashem Alkein, the Eibush is the Melech, the Eibush is Menaik, the person fi his rotzen, even b'li daitoi, even without his das. It's not shaykh. A person doesn't need divrei Torah just to be nisale, even for pshitas, for pashtas, without his das. It's not shaykh for a person to be a regular, simple person without be'emes, without divrei Torah. Hu yeshienu, that's the last part. Hainu l'soif yada Hashem Yisborach. The Eibush is going to show the person the odom, shakol mash, and snake, ima yoy the toive. Whatever the Eibush was misnaik with the person was a toive, they saw odom eretzoinoi. Person was never saw, he never left the Ratzon Hashem after also Maisa B'li Das. Even though he did a Maisa without Das, without any Kavona, without any Machshava, what's going on, still it's Ratzon Hashem. Ki Hashem is well, take if Yimlech Afal Kaychas She'enam B'yad Adam. The person, the Eibush is always, the Eibush is, will become Melech right away, even on the certain Kaychas, which are B'yad Adam, Kirin Nashmiya V'ariyah. The person doesn't, can't control what he hears, can't control what he sees. Person doesn't have those koiches on the shlita, but the Eibushte is moilich even on those koiches as well. Those koiches which are nimhar, they're very, very swift. Because you hear something very swiftly, you can't stop yourself from hearing it. You see something very swiftly, and you can't stop yourself from seeing it. Even those koiches that a person can't be in control over, but the Eibush is in control over. That's the gewaltige koich from the Malchus Hashem, the Hashem Hu Yashienu. The Eibush is Moshiach. And Yeshua always, in the Torah of the Ishbitzah of the Meshloach, Yeshua is always, when it becomes Nezgale, when it becomes revealed to the person, that all along the Rebbe Shalom was with him, and all along the Yeshua was there. That's Emes of Yeshua. And we hear also, even after everything Hashem Shifteinu, Hashem Chakakeinu, Hashem Alkeinu, the Eibush is Menayig, everything, but the Eibush is Megale, that even what certain things which seemed Bishas Maise, that they were the opposite of Ratzon Hashem, the Eibush is Megale Yeshienu. The Eibush is Megale, even a higher Madrege, that everything all along, even though it seemed that he wasn't the Melech of those actions, of Behu Yeshienu, the Eibush is Mashiach, that the Eibush is Megale, everything is Ratzon Hashem. And that's going to happen also at Lovoy, when a person is going to see clearly the Chush, the Fnei Ho'inayim, as Ho'yakash Shaloi Zenachtim. The Eibush never left Klal Yisroel. The Eibush was with them all along, like the Meshulach says in Parashas Vayigash. Ho'yakash Shaloi Zenachtim. The Eibush never was never Mazniach. He never let go of Klal Yisroel. Even though B'shas Maiz, it would seem that the person wasn't going Yad B'Yad with the Rebbein Shalom. Of the Eibush is Megal Lasid, that all along the koiches of the person with the koiches in the Rebbein Shalom. So the pasuk goes with levels. Hashem Shifteinu, next level is Hashem Chagikeinu, then goes Hashem Alkeinu, the Eibush is Mamish Menaik, Kviritzoinu Yizbach, even without the Data. Then it's Madreig of Uyah Shienu, which is Lasid Lovoy, the Eibush will be Megal Lamafreya, as Yashienu. All along the Rebbein Shalom was with the person. And all along, the Eibush was mistaik, the toive, and the person was never away from the Ratzon Hashem. As I said, I'm already the Gevor, the Meir Shaloyach. This all Shoiftim v'Shoitrim, the Tidl of Abba Hosharechel, the Inyan of Shoiftim, that the Eibush is Shoifit, the Inyan of Hashem Shoifteinu, that's the first Madrege, the lowest Madrege, which is also a Madrege. The Eibush shines into the person, he's Mei B'Bzeichel Adam. But even above that is Gevaldike Madreg, like the Novi Yeshaya says, Hashem Shefteinu, Hashem Chakikeinu, Hashem Alkeinu, Yeshienu. And that's the Chayri, what we say, by the Slichas of Ever Rosh Hashanah, this Pasuk, Hashem Shefteinu, because the Eibushte gives the Bekoichas of the person all these Madregis. But the Eibushte is Megale, the Rosh Hashanah is like Hashem Alkeinu, but the La'asad Lord will be even a higher Madregan than that, which is going to be Hu Yeshienu. Everybody's been gathered all along, the Rebbein Shalom is with the person.